4-Pack Time on KFGO with Mike McFeely and Paul Juergen.
As long as you love me. As long as you love me. As long as you love me. We're under pressure. 7 billion people in the world.
First and last time that Justin Bieber's voice will be heard on the 4 o'clock 4-Pack or on the Mike McFeely Show. Wow. That's a foreshadowing of what might be coming in the 4-Pack, Jergy, but my goodness gracious, what was that?
That may not be the last time.
Why not?
Well, I just have a feeling that it'll come up again.
Well, yeah. He's not.
As we talked some months ago, he's on a crash course.
He's a walking train wreck. We'll get to that in a bit here on the 4-Pack. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director, stops in for the 4 o'clock 4-Pack, sponsored, of course, on Thursdays and Fridays now. I'm going to be gone tomorrow, so we can't do it. But sponsored Thursdays now by Golf Addiction. Golf Addiction. It's the virtual golf, playhouse on South 45th Street. They have some really cool simulators and all those things down at Golf Addiction on 45th Street. I have a gift certificate, $25 toward Golf Addiction. Ninth person to text Mike and Golf to 35270. Ninth person for 9 holes on the front 9 of a golf course, you will win the certificate to Golf Addiction. Should we do the 4-Pack?
Let's do it.
Let's do the 4-Pack. Top 4 talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show. Number 4, Jergy. Jelly Belly. You know what Jelly Belly is?
It's a brand of jelly beans,
is
it not?
It is a brand of jelly beans.
Top selling. I'm not a jelly bean guy, but.
What?
No, I'm.
Really?
Not really, no.
Oh, I love jelly beans.
No.
Oh, sour jelly beans? Jelly. Oh, they're good.
No.
They're good. They have some odd flavors. For example, they have some jelly beans that taste like popcorn, buttered popcorn, for example. And they have some other flavors. They're not quite your traditional red, green, blue jelly beans. Their latest, their newest one from Jelly Belly is beer-flavored jelly beans, Jergy. Beer-flavored jelly beans.
Do we have any samples?
Well, no, we don't. And if we did, you don't like jelly beans, well, so you wouldn't be eating them.
I would try it. It'd be part of R&D for the 4-Pack.
Research and development,
yes,
that is, they call it.
It would strictly be for professional purposes.
Would you? Well,
I'd
try one. You would try it. Yeah,
I'd try it.
Sounds like you'd try one.
I'd try it. What if you eat a whole bag?
Oh, you'd be hammered. You'd be Biebered by that point. You'd be drag racing down Miami Beach is what you'd be doing.
Me and
Abner. In
the Hornet.
How fast was JB going, by the way?
I don't know whether that's come out. I don't know.
Because the Hornet couldn't get above 43,
no,
so I couldn't drag race in the Hornet.
I'd try him. We'll see. If they come around here, let's get some. And we'll sample them
on the air.
Yeah, we won't try him before that. We'll see how Rudy's under the table here, and we'll see how he likes them.
You see if you'll get me under the table with him, if you...
I'd try him. I don't know.
I don't think they're going to be a big seller. I don't know if I'd want my kid trying. Not because they would have alcohol in them, but because I wouldn't want my kid.
Yeah, they don't have any alcohol in
them. No, just the flavor.
Flavor.
Yeah, be like near beans.
Or near beer.
3-2. 3-2 beans. Number 3, this is sad, Jergy. And maybe Justin Bieber was distraught over this news, but.
It broke last night.
It did. TMZ, where else, broke the story that Captain and Tennille. I don't even know what the captain's name is. But Captain and Tennille. Maybe it's Captain Tennille, and her name is Tony Tennille. Their marriage after 39 years, Jergy, 39 years of Captain and Tennille, they're done. They are going to get divorced. See you later. Sayonara. Have a good life.
I honestly hadn't thought about the Captain and Tennille for years. I didn't know they were still living. I didn't know they were still married. And I guess it's coming to an end. Do we have any Captain and Tennille muskrat love or anything?
Do we have
like
muskrat
that?
Love pinto like or love will keep us together
forever?
Or
except in this case.
Except now?
They were quite a, what, 70s?
Oh, they were huge,
yeah, they
in
were
the 70s.
Big. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. They were huge in the 70s, yes.
I don't know, irreconcilable differences?
Well,
is that what
I
they've said?
I think they're both in their 70s. I think Tony Tennille's like 73.
They have to be.
The captain... Old captain, not the professor, but the captain, he is, I think, 71 or something. And apparently the fire is gone. The spark has been extinguished.
Daryl Dragon.
Daryl Dragon?
Yes.
Is that the captain's name?
Yep.
You have a picture of him there on your internet machine? Does he have the white captain's
hat
on?
Music you happen to have queued up? Or?
I don't think we... Jack Sunday says we don't
have... We probably
don't
have any.
Oh, look
yeah.
at that.
Yeah.
And he has a shirt on that says captain. Jack Sunday says we don't have any Captain and Tennille music in our system.
What?
I guess not. I don't know how you can't. They had several number one hits, didn't
they? They did, but it goes back so many years that it's probably been purged.
I suppose it's only 40 or 50 years.
It's been purged. Not 50 years. Not 50 years ago.
It'll be 40 years ago, though.
Well, I suppose, yeah. But 40 years ago. No one plays it anymore, so there's no reason to have it. Boy, who pulled that out of nowhere, didn't he?
Oh, the YouTube is a beautiful thing, I think. I think the YouTube's a beautiful thing. Give me a ding, Pinto.
It is not in our system, though.
R.I.P. Captain Antonio. I wonder if he'll go on as just the captain.
I don't.
Does he ever talk? The captain never said anything.
I don't think so.
Number two on our list, Jurgi, Amy Anderson. You might know her name.
I think I've actually even met her once or twice. Just on the course.
Nice young woman.
Introduced myself and said hello, and I know one of my sons has golfed with her before.
Sure. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Golfed with her. She is an Oxbow golfer. She played golf at NDSU. Very successful in college, North Dakota State. She made her LPGA Tour debut today. She qualified for the LPGA Tour as a full-time member, so she's going to be flying around the country, flying around the world, and playing professional golf with all the top golfers in the world. She made her debut today in the Pure Silk Bahamas LPGA Classic. Think about that. Amy Anderson, after the first round, is tied for 40th. She shot an even par 73.
Sounds pretty good to me. So we'll possibly see her on the Golf Channel and as the tour progresses, right?
Yeah. I hope that she can make some cuts, as we say in the business, and she will be seen on TV. She's five shots behind the leader, Lydia Ko of South Korea.
Good for her. She's been working at it a long time. We've had a number of local golfers, mostly male golfers around here.
I think all male
here.
Golfers, yeah. That have, the David Schultzes, the Kane Hansons, the Tom Hoagies.
Tom Hoagie, yep.
Andy Dodens.
Mm-hmm. Of the world.
Of the world.
Well, good for her. We'll follow her progress here on the four-pack and, of course, elsewhere, locally. But follow Amy Anderson. Is she?
She's in the Bahamas right now trying to make money. I wish I was in the Bahamas.
I know someone who's going to be there in about a little over a week.
Don't even say that. Number one, congratulations for you. Number one in the four-pack today, Jurgi. Justin Bieber, the Biebs, arrested last night in Miami Beach, drag racing, drunk and driving, apparently was smoking pot and taking prescription pills. He was combative with the police. He's got the whole grand slam here going.
Reckless driving. He was racing a fell in a Ferrari. I don't know the speeds. I don't know whether that's out. He has had an expired license from Georgia. Does he live in Georgia? Why would he have a license from Georgia? They said it was expired.
He's from Canada.
His production guy, the first guy to discover him, is from Atlanta. Mm. So maybe his first records are from Georgia. So he got
I think we have a Belieber in the KFGO studio right now. He's a Belieber.
It was a rented Lamborghini.
What's your favorite Justin Bieber tune there, Pinto? Hello?
He's thinking.
Hello?
He's just trying to think. It was a rented
He's
Lamborghini.
He's not even going
to
answer.
What's a Lamborghini worth? About $300,000, $400,000,
$500,000? You tell me you've got two of them.
I do not. Rented, they were racing. It sounds like they had some of
their people
kind of cordon off the street for them.
Oh, jeez, really?
It was the middle of the night, but just kind of, this has kind of turned it into a private little drag strip. And resisting arrest without violence, so he was somewhat cooperative, but he did let a couple of bombs fly, I understand. The police.
I think he did say, what the bleep did I do?
Right. And so that's big news. Are we following it up here now? Have they switched away from it? I think they have switched away from it. But it was big news. I woke up to it this morning, and I just couldn't believe it. We've talked about Justin Bieber before.
See,
in his last,
he's headed for the train wreck.
The thing in California.
Throwing eggs. It was just like a week ago.
The egging incident.
Yes.
Egggate, they were calling it. And, his buddy was in trouble, and they found drugs,
cocaine,
in the
and prescription drugs, so Xanax or something.
Now he's in Florida. Is he touring? Is he perform?
He's no, worth, he's just taking like drugs and throwing
$58
million.
There's a story out there on the interweb that not so long ago, within the last week or so, he was out at one of these
gentlemen's clubs.
Clubs.
A gentleman's club.
And he spent $75,000.
$75,000 at a gentleman's club?
Yeah. One night.
Jeez. Whoa. He's like, he's 19 years old, isn't he?
I think so.
He's not 20 yet.
I don't think so.
My God.
$75,000. Big tipper. A lot of dollar bills.
I don't know what they tip at gentlemen's clubs. I've not been to one. So you're going to have to tell me
sure.
that they use dollar bills at gentlemen's clubs.
Ask Daniel.
Oh, good one, Jerky. Thanks, Jerky. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director.